Father, as we're about to dive into this case study of terrible religious leaders, I want to thank you, Lord, for the opportunities that I have received in my life to engage with some amazing religious leaders, many of whom are in this area, this local area. We are blessed in our county to have, well, in our surrounding counties too, to have some really caring leaders, pastors of churches. And this week we even launched a new pastor prayer group with a bunch of them. And so I'm so encouraged because it just made me think about how Jesus prayed centuries ago for this, for unity between the churches, unity in the body of Christ, unity amongst believers, for us to love one another. Or this week, my heart was full having two opportunities to do that. Lord, I thank you for the local churches in our community. We pray that you continue to strengthen each and every one. Lord, that you would help us as we find ways to collaborate and work together so that we can make a greater impact on the community. Lord, I don't think there could be enough churches in the community. I think we need more, not less. And so I'm very grateful to be in a community where we are richly blessed with local churches. And so, Lord, as we get into this text this morning, we're going to hear about, again, some not so great leaders. And I pray that we would remember that we are indeed blessed, that it's not everybody, but unfortunately, there are some. His leaders are human. And Lord, we're going to think about what to do when we encounter such difficulty, when our religious leaders fail us. And so bless our time together in your word. And I pray these things in your name. Amen.